Blog Talk Radio.
Still there?
Yeah, good thing you reloaded, man. Like you said, no fear, brother, no fear. Like you said earlier, no fear. That's the best word you can tell our people, no fear.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you talk. Say something. It's Mother's Day. Go ahead, say something.
We loading up, I guess we loading.
Grandma got cooked off again?
Nah, we here. Ain't no Trump. This call here, no Trump. No, ain't no Republican Democrat. None of that shit on this side.
Okay. Excuse me, Wesley.
Hey, Annette.
All right, it's saying that we're not connected. Let me call Dry Bones directly in, because he was here, but I don't know what happened. So let me call him directly in.
Okay.
So y'all talk amongst yourselves. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I guess it's the revised Mother's Day from last week. Y'all didn't get in, so y'all
the only one
on
the line?
Okay, I just got
line?
Back.
I
got back in. I'm back in, but it's not by the normal way. No one can get in because I have no control because it's on the phone now. Because he couldn't put it back on the regular computer. Antoinette had to put it through. And she called me now. She can't probably get on. So,
I
don't
wow.
Antoinette is on.
Know.
She said that
she's on. Okay, I'm going to tell her, no, I'm on. Because I was able to come to the phone. We do not know what happened. I don't have no idea. The show was fine. Y'all was on the phone. It just went off at that time for no reason. So I don't know what to tell you. She was going. I told Chief Warren, please call me back. If not, we're going to reschedule her again because this is, are you on the air? Yes, I am. I cannot go back. The phone would not allow me to go to the studio no more. I was through the studio in the beginning when this went off on the internet. But nonetheless, yes, if Chief Warhol's called Antoinette,
I think Antoinette said she had access to the board when she called in earlier.
Okay. Dry Bones is here. He said he'll call back in 5 minutes.
Okay, you have access to the board, right, Antoinette?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so we're on. It's live.
It's just Dry Bones don't have access. Okay.
No, well, he's on here. I don't know if he has access or not.
He didn't have access.
I do, and I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him on the board. I texting that, we're on and, he's in here, because he did sign in.
Mm-hmm.
But I have access to everything.
Okay.
I don't know where.
Is he going to call you? How are you going to get him on?
He's already in. He's already in the, he signed in as the host. He's in here. So I don't know what's going on.
No, what he just said earlier, he didn't have access to the board.
Yeah, but I made up the show. That's the reason I just put continued.
Right. Okay.
Just to do it real quick.
Hello?
So, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we hear you.
Yes, I can. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, do y'all want me to play a song or something while you wait? Yes, Wesley.
You did good, Antoinette. Hey, that's called going with the flow. And the universe still got us. And now it's time for all these young brothers like Tutmos and all this that web genius to know how to do this, to build our own website, man, our own server. So we ain't got to depend on Blog Talk, man. It's time to move up.
Yes, you're right.
That's what, like Derek and all y'all
right.
Smart. And also smart Negroes. Y'all smart. Y'all know how to do it.
I don't even know how to do a web page.
Well, I'm talking about everybody else, these young cats like Bobby D and all the rest of these young brothers that know this stuff, young brothers and sisters.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Don't they have a black website that, you know, maybe we can get a part, be a part of?
Yeah, it's called, one of them called California Radio. K-H-A-L-I-F-A-N-I, California Radio. Okay, and that's the one that I know of right now, but it's a few of them out there.
Yeah, maybe we need to, you know, connect with them and leave Blog Talk. We'll have
that's
to
right.
see. Yeah, because this is ridiculous. Because they did it on my show before where it cut us right off.
Mm-hmm. That is the universe telling us it's time to elevate. It's time to elevate because every problem got the antidote. So the only person going to save us is us. Cause, come on back with Blue Lights in the Basement, Brother Derek. I know you listening.
But you're right, though. I mean, there's no point in nobody getting upset. You know, we knew this time was going to come, especially with the censorship. Mm-hmm. So when they make a move, we got to make a move, too. It's a chess game. People say chess. Some people say checkers, you know.
Unfortunately, we got Antoinette, so we got the check game. Trigone shut down, but Antoinette still alive and well.
Yeah, you got to keep on with our own stuff. Got to move our own stuff, man. That's what that means.
Right. We can't keep relying on other people, you know.
That's true.
Nah, we're going to have to call Annette.
Call who?
Connette.
Well, so, I don't know what's taking
you know, it was kind of amazing that Chief Warhorse was talking about, you know, the importance of our indigenous people. And I got a text from Shalene, but she was right on the money of how important it is for us to know that this is our true land. And we fill out our paperwork, we need to say that we are the indigenous people. We're not black. We sure ain't black African-Americans, that's for sure. We have no roots, nobody that we can go there for. So it's only logical and common sense that this is our land. And what happened was they made us feel like it was somebody else's land because then you won't care, love, and nourish something that you are a part of, you know. And that's, I'm sure that's what our sister Chief Whitehorse is going to, you know, but that's what she talked about. She's known for breaking it down. And, you know, what she was trying to say before she got cut off was, you know, us black, especially as black women, we done sold our soul. We done accepted the transgender women. We done let them in our sports. We done let them in our bathroom. And there's no, you know, we don't have a gender no more for females. You know what I mean? And nigga, you don't never see a lot of lesbians taking control like that. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys notice. It's usually just the transgender women. You know, I mean, they have created a whole new race.
I don't call them women. I call them what they are. They just men trying to pretend to be a woman until they can go through everything that my body has went through. And they men. They were born a male. They are still a male. They just a male pretender.
Right. Exactly. You know, so that's how we lose twice. You know,
it's called Transformers. Women in disguise, but they're really a guy.
And most
really
of them ones in Hollywood is men. Most of them brown.
Oh, okay.
The Hollywood men.
Excuse me, y'all. Drybone just sent me a message. His phone went out. Let me see. Let me ask him if he want me to call you back.
I think you can call him up and send it on your phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if he wants me to call him. Well, let me just call. Let me see what happens.
There's something wrong with her phone and all that. And y'all listen to what Chief Warhol said, something going on with her phone and all that. I mean, this stuff ain't no joke, man.
Okay. Excuse me, y'all. Dry bones?
Go ahead. Y'all back in? Good. I'm glad everybody in there. Please. It's not me. So hope y'all keep it going. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we were talking about what Chief Warhorse was talking about as far as the black women are salute. You know, we lost twice. You know,
is Chief Warhorse on? She on here?
What's her area code?
Right now, I got to find it. Cause see, I told her that we were going to
You know what, Dry Bones? You're still here on the board.
I'm not on the board because the phone won't let me go to the board no more.
You're on there, so let me just call you from the show board.
Okay, call me from the show board. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to everybody. I just have no, because the phone won't let me go. The phone, like I said before, that should never have happened. Chief Ward, we had a lot of time on the board. I don't know what's going on, but she was saying something about why our history is not being replicated properly, and that's a big problem because everybody looking at. I'm gonna bring another topic up. Hopefully, look how they're going mad at Jada Pinkett Smith. She made that Cleopatra thing. Now, she blaming white supremacy, but black people got to watch it. If black people ain't watching, I don't know how she can claim white supremacy. If it's made for us.
We got to be careful with that stuff, too, because.
Excuse me. There you are.
Okay, I'm in. Good. Okay. I can't see no board, so you got the board.
Okay.
Answer that phone there? Okay, there
we
go.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm on there.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay,
You're here.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
can
you get
Warhurst
on the phone?
I'm not sure because I have no control of nothing right now. So you calling me. I'm just mad that she was rolling and all this happened. I told you, we trying to put this on here.
If you text me her number, I will call her through the studio.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead. Some other people could talk while we look for it. If y'all got some comments, please make them. Because...
No, I was going to say quickly, be careful with Jada Pinkett Smith and Regina King. Now, I made a mistake earlier. Regina King is born in California. Now, when they prop certain women up in Hollywood, we got to watch out for these types of misdirections now. The movie Cleopatra, I didn't see it. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not even motivated to see it because it's through Netflix. And now the ratings that came back from the movie are like at an all-time, that's like one of the worst movies that's been put out there, all-time low. But then she turned around and blaming white supremacy. Then going back to what we were talking about earlier, Biden up at Howard, blaming white supremacy for all the stuff that's going on. See, it's a script and the narrative these people, globalists are pushing. We can't fall for that.
Right, they pushing that. That's my point. If they pushing something, that's why I have a problem with it. I'm glad all y'all can see that I'm not telling what to believe, but if it's something being pushed that's that obvious, they talking about it for this long. I mean, for us to fall for it is kind of scary because, like, why would we want to fall for something that's been told us that ain't making sense, ain't making no sense whatsoever how these globalists could tell me they could make a scenario tell they want to kill us. It months before the scenario happens, the real thing happens, supposedly, they got a scenario. It's impossible for me to believe that black folks could fall for this. What happened? Go ahead, say somebody, because I want y'all to talk.
Somebody said Jade Helm.
Jade Helm all day long.
Go with the Jade Helm. Because tell them about Jade Helm, because they seem like they forgot. I mean, I think they forgot about Jade Helm or something.
It's a vent that I orchestrated, narrated, already planned out, already performed, and then they actually go and do the shit. So they wake up the sleeperheads, like I said, with the voice of God, the frequencies. They're using the correct frequencies with the voice of God to go into their heads and convince them.
So that means they're using the cycle. Are they using now? Yeah. Western them you think they doing it because they've been in the psychiatric ward hospitals that they can make them people do that easily because they already got them under the psychotropics.
Yes,
I think it's
because
military.
They got them under those psychotropics.
That's what I'm saying, psychotropic, military.
But wait a minute.
It's all about.
And the prescription drugs that you take on a regular basis. lowers everything about your body, your mind, your body, everything. And constantly when you're mm-hmm. taking those old prescription drugs, and they constantly
wow.
tell you what's going to fail on your body. And one of the things that will fail is your mind.
Wow, that's deep.
Your mind is weak too, and they can take that over.
Now, I like what she just said. Y'all got any problem? Any, that makes sense?
Prescriptions are tough. When people go on those prescription drugs, you're saying it affects their mind over a long time.
It does affect everything.
And the food,
body.
Too. They put shit in the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, with Jada Pinkett, y'all look up Black Witches of Baltimore. She won up, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, Black Witches of Baltimore.
Yeah, she is one. She's one of the Baltimore where the witches was at. Correct. I hope y'all know that. I ain't making he ain't making us up.
I have
one
that lives next door to me.
If y'all watch the coronation, the all them witches that were standing up there, oh my God, they just stand out. You can see their energy. I mean,
it was witches everywhere there. Everywhere. Yes. Thank you.
Witches and warlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Marvel's getting ready to come out. It might even be a movie or a Disney show, Agatha the Witch.
Ooh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't want no fucking solution. That's why I want no solution. That's the witch brew. Y'all get a solution you want and drink that shit.
But now, answer that. What you gonna say? Because I want y'all. Go ahead. What you gonna say?
Speaking of the sleeper cells, my son had lived at this apartment complex years ago, but him and his wife, and they were one of their neighbors, was constantly going off and would just threaten people. But they were told the military came in, and told them, don't say anything to him, don't look at him, just ignore him. And then it got so bad where the military came in and took him somewhere. But my son and they moved.
Well, what I'm telling y'all right now, the military is going all over the earth.
That was a sleeper cell. And I told my I believe a lot of these things where you see this going on, I believe they're sleeper cells. Nowhere in the world is everybody going off at the same time, shooting up all of these malls. Now this is a thing or something like the the one that made that what is it called? Where they heard the music, and then they would,
they were riot.
I said it's something. I said it's something that they're doing, because nowhere in the world.
Well, that's happening. That has happened.
Every weekend.
Yep.
Pardon me?
In Buffalo, Syracuse, or the Rochester, had the gorilla chick, Gorilla. She had, all they heard was one sound, and they went into a rapid, trampled each other. They trampled each other. They said it was gunfire, but no one heard it. There was no proof of a gun.
Right.
They spooked the herd with the air rat. After that, I told you about that mosquito rumpin they used in Philadelphia.
Yes.
The air rat.
And I sent you something on that. Remember, I sent you something where I said, I believe this was what you were talking about.
That's right.
But that's like the fire drill when we were in school. Y'all remember how they had us all planned when the fire drill went off? Y'all had to march to that beat.
Same thing.
That's about the training back then.
It's brainwashing. Anytime they give you these sounds, they tell you, oh, it's a fire drill. They got, that's a pulsating beat. That's at a tone. It's a pulsating beat at a tone. That's just what it is. And we went for it.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We infants. We infants at that time. Now we grown adults. We see that they've used these weapons now. That's why the people who are most awakened is the most dangerous group of people. That's why they're doing this domestic terrorism. Now, I'm telling y'all.
Yep.
I gave many of y'all books. Many of y'all. I gave the whole book to y'all. Every group is in this book. I don't give a damn what you believe in. You in domestic terrorism after 9/11. When I started getting to all that Patriot shit, I realized that they was actually telling us the truth about a lot of shit. They said the government will become federalized. When it becomes federalized, that's imperialism. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. So y'all be the
judge.
Yep. And that's a Republican.
That's when Tom Brady started winning all them championships up in New England.
That's right. But the Patriots, the day they did that Patriots, they came with the Tuck rule. Make sure they made it. And he was number 16 pick. 16 and 7. Yeah, just right. Giselda, she is a witch. She says she is. She's from Germany. But one of them countries, if I ain't got the right one, she in that Bavarian, she in the Bavarian Anglo-Saxon privileged class.
And Jay-Z releases his Blueprint album on 9/11. Come on, y'all.
Right. These are the clues I tell people, man. Now, we're going to be arguing with our own. That's why somebody said earlier, I think it was you, Bud D, that the Civil War don't really have nothing to do with the old-time one. It's the symbolism of the old-time one, meaning that you will fight your own family members first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because they will be the one where you just remember. See, I tell you, I know y'all don't know what's going on. When you do what you do when you do a civil suit, you sue the people that close. It's called a civil suit. You about to do a civil war on yourself. That's what's gonna happen. It's called a civil suit.
They couldn't get OJ for killing Nicole Brown. What they do? They tried to win that. Go after his money. Same thing with Deshaun Watson.
A civil suit. A civil suit. Everything in law is called a civil suit. When Judge Joe Brown, they're doing civil suit law.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. They made Steve Harvey no good ass a judge. That's how you know it's made up.
Hollywood.
You like that? You like that one, Wes? Yeah, he a judge now. He got a judge. How Steve Harvey got a judge show? Come on, y'all. Come on.
You the one that got Bernie Mac to kill, man. He had something to do with Bernie Mac, man.
Yeah, he's
going to drop the dime on it.
He's starting to say it on these shows, these podcasts. He on Shannon Sharp saying some crazy shit. And let me let y'all know something. And I like Holcomb. I like that comedian Holcomb, bro. Now, he says he's wrong. Corey Holcomb said straight up like I would tell him. This bitch telling us about, if I get mad at females, this is the niggas that got three or four bitches that he made his history on. Did you know Steve Harvey was married three times and never took care of none of his kids? Ain't took care of none of his kids.
You
I looked that up.
A monkey on a tree for some monkey.
I couldn't believe that. And y'all women make him rich by giving that. He going to give y'all advice. How he going to give you advice?
Yep.
He ain't.
Right.
That's why I say I'm scared of.
I want Javon. I want to tell you, you know how Steve Harvey can be a judge because the United States is not about law and order. Okay.
I can't hear
ain't no laws being
followed
in that
country.
That's why
you're breaking up.
I said Steve Harvey can be a lawyer, a judge, because the United States doesn't have law and order. We don't respect or follow the Constitution. We don't. The local laws. You know, people can go to jail. There's no bail. They can get back out. There is no – that's when you know that our country has been taken over. Now, we got a person that's obviously having – but, you know, in defense, in magistrate level, I'll take that back, okay, because I've done a little work in law. Magistrate court, you don't have to have a law degree. But, you know, you can be a judge and not be – that's how sad it is. Who creates
now,
that from the top? If you want
I agree. Now, hold on. That's going to show you. We're in the Christocracy. They got the dumbest person, comedian. If I'd be able to play Malcolm X, he would have told y'all, we don't got comedians. The so-called comedian is a craft, y'all. They are our form. They call it a Jew and Justin.
Reagan was a president. He was an actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger was an actor. The Terminator, he was a governor.
A governor. Come on, y'all. That don't make no sense.
They don't want people to know the law.
And this guy is from Arnold Schwarzenegger family is from the Nazis. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
His family was in the Nazis. Look it up. George Bush family is in the Nazis. That's mm-hmm. why you don't see George Bush around no Democrats or Republicans, because he's a different order. He had a different high order.
Yep, and old Jim messed up Florida, man. That's why I got out of Florida, man. Jim getting all kind of shit out of Florida. That's how the Pythons got loose in Florida, man. They had them at the Metro Zoo in Homestead, and when that Andrew hit, they let all the Pythons out, man. That's why they took over the Everglades, man.
They let all the Everglades got these invasive species coming from other countries. They are going berserk in the Everglades. Anybody who flows to Florida, when you see all that green shit underneath you, that's the Everglades. When you come from any other East Coast, you fly to the Everglades, that's what you see. You don't have no idea what it looks like.
That's right. That's what an airplane crash, man. Every time I fly down there, they go over the Everglades. I be scared of shit, man.
Do you remember that? You remember? No, they don't remember that, but you do. Yeah, it was. I forgot what flight it was. Crashed in the Everglades, and never nobody lived in that one. That one was totally dead. Now let's go with that. Now let's go with that because you're flying over the Everglades, everybody, and that's Native American territory today. Some are supposed to be under the Mississippis. And again, this is what Chief Warhorse coming in effect. And all you Native American activists, I'm telling you, you're going to need lawyers that are able to fight this. It's going to be, but they lose. See, a lot of people don't realize these court cases, they losing some of them. Y'all don't even pay attention. These people losing court cases. They just gave a whole family who was held at Starbucks $8 million each. Both of them, all of them got $2 million each for being held at Starbucks under some bullshit by the police. So here's how the civil law works. You got to have a lawyer, though. I don't trust people claim they can go in there by themselves no more. I used to believe that, but I don't now. But if they can, that's fine. They won a million. They probably already established if they are. But people talk about I can go to court and get, no. We ain't going with you. Because now the squatters are about to get it. I hope y'all see Georgia in a squatter state. That's why a lot of Moors go there. I ain't dumb. See,
in Georgia, how it works is if you take over a house,
even,
let's say, for instance, your neighbor, let's use this as an example. Your neighbor is not cleaning their area. You go in there and you start mowing the lawn, you start taking care, you document this. You can take ownership over that property because you took care of it.
Check that out.
Hey, sister, wait a minute. Wasn't this a story just happened a few days ago last week about a lieutenant colonel in the reserves from Chicago or something? A squatter took over a house. Was that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true because they got that dude out there, man.
Yes, squatters, let me tell you how. Now they do it illegally. Let me tell you, a squatter illegally. You just come over, you take over, you just got the utility going, and you're paying it. You can get your ass up out of there. But let's say a squatter come in there and they start paying the property taxes, property homeowners insurances. It's going to be hard for a homeowner to not call that abandonment. So if you abandon your property and the squatter come over and take it, legally you can do it. But some of the people just breaking in, just putting the utilities on, you can get them out pretty fast. You know, you can get them out.
Right.
But if they start,
hold on. So just so people get some clarity, so don't sound me crazy. These are common law principles that America was founded on. Common law.
Yep.
Where
because you don't want no property around your area being deteriorated.
Right.
That's not right.
Right. Right.
So maybe
hold on.
Maybe that's why they came up with that.
That makes sense what you just said. That's why they did it. You just named the question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's people that's on the line. If you have a question or a comment, if you press 1, I'll open up your line since Dry Bones isn't able to.
I can't do nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I wanted people to know that they're here and that they're listening.
No, you go ahead. Yeah, tell them so you can do it. Yeah, thank you. Give me. I can't do a thing right now.
That's all I wanted to say. Yeah.
Now,
that
good.
Was all
now,
I needed to say.
Now, that common law. Now, Antoinette, you come from that same era. That Rex, I think it, Rex something, he still do shows on now, back on here. They was patriots talking the same type of stuff. And some of it is very real. But it does take legal paperwork. Now, the thing is, they were going to call. Now, I'm going to tell you how deep this is when it comes to the Domestic Terrorism Act. You in there. It's called Domestic Paper Terrorism. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
They say putting in frivolous lawsuits on the court is domestic terrorism. Better go look that up. I've been telling people that for over 10 years.
Trump need to use that as his defense.
Well, let's say about Trump.
They want to here in Georgia, they want to arrest him for a conversation. He's saying find some more votes.
Now, Trump got lawyers. Trump got lawyers. Let's go with Trump.
Let's see if they use what you just said.
Now, I'm looking at Trump in a lot of ways because, I mean, we've been talking about Trump for the past how many years now? Over six now, four. But before Trump, we was talking about him. Now, Trump got two dualities. That's why he called a Joker. His name is Trump. He's a Joker. Yeah, he's a Trump card. You people do not know or caught information. That's not our fault. That means you just played dumb for the rest most of your life, believing it in this bullshit. There is a secret order of knowledge, plain and simple, that disputes anything that the mainstream believes. So when somebody tells you that they give the mainstream, before they do massacring, they give you the opportunity to get out of it. But when they realize you can't even figure out how to get out of it, you call eagles prey. You gonna it gonna eat you alive.
And he was the one that said fake news. Where did it come from? It came
from
him. A lot that went over a lot of people's heads.
Right. And fake news is what all the so-called black conscious people used to tell me. We can't believe nothing the white man say. Ain't that what y'all used to tell us? Now here's a guy who's white tells you the news is fake. Now, whether or not you believe he good or evil, I don't even give a damn about that bullshit. I'm talking about facts.
Right.
Facts.
Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Facts show that every rapper, almost every politician, and every person shook this man's hand, whether in a craft order or a friendly order. That means craft. I don't know if you don't know what craft means, that's on you. Craft order, or they just shook his hand out of adulation of him. Fine. Only a few people was recognized what's the difference. Now, when you see that the people was worshiping him in their own little way in every rap song, and you see black folks from Jesse Jackson. Everybody, L. Sharpton, you name the person, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson. Now, what? Here's what I'm talking about. Since y'all beloved all the superstars out there in your lives, why didn't this case come out before he became president? Why didn't it come out when he was a racist and all this before that? Why did they get Mike Tyson to go on the stand? Where's all the fighters? All the black fighters that he represented, where they at? They ain't not one nigga fighter that y'all want to talk all this nigga shit. Not one nigga fighter that y'all love and behold, say that's my nigga. Ain't never said nothing bad about Trump. Y'all can't find none to come out right now who was around him way more than your dumb asses are. None of y'all even been around Trump. Ain't don't even know him through TV. We talking about people who been around him, business people, people who done business. Why ain't they up there pulling out a stunt? Because it's made up.
And Don
it's
King
made
love
up.
Him.
It's made
and
up.
Don King, the greatest boxer.
The greatest promoter on earth. The greatest promoter on earth, Don King. Yeah. Now, why is it? Thank you. Now, Sister C, that's why y'all should have been. But this y'all month, because Father's Day is y'all month too, because not every man want to be a woman. That's I told y'all we under the hermaphrodite card. So y'all thought I was joking. I'm never going. I told you every man wants to turn. Now, I ain't saying I do, but I'm just saying the worship was to turn back from what they was. They were mad that they got biologically taken away from their hermaphrodite card. the man.
You know what? It died off. It died off. Their creation died off.
It didn't die off. It ain't never died off. No, in your mind it died off, but the real mind never died off.
I think that they actually created quite a bit back in the
I'm going to just say this. You go down, if you want to prove I'm not right or wrong, let's make it happen with reality. I bet you can't find why the black woman ain't protesting that these men want to be women. Why ain't they protesting?
Right there tells me
a lot. All the women out there listening, if you want me to believe in y'all bullshit that I'm not going to believe in now because I know y'all liars, how are you going to tell me the black women in America is not even pro, ain't no march against why you want to be me? No, it's called Me Too. No, it's a magic word. Me Too means me turn into two.
And you got one on the Supreme Court, Jackson. Jackson.
Mind-watching everyone. The wand. I need us to look at while I flash this light and your mind is white.
That's good, too.
Flashlight, neon light.
Neon light. And that's what we under. Hey, Parliament, we grew up on Parliament Funkadelic in Buffalo because he had a family living in Buffalo called the Fishers. The Bishop family. They was off, that's why we still got the funk come to Buffalo all the time. I'm going to say this. He was high level. George Clinton is a Mason. I look up all Masons. That's what I do, that's immediate. He a Mason. He knew, but I had to look at the family of his cohesionists, and they had hell of a rebellion, man. He got Bertie Worrell wife suing him. He got a lot of people trying to sue him. They was using drugs. Now, I'm going to tell you something about drugs. Y'all should know about it by now if you don't. It is the elixir second to pussy. Pussy first, then drug. They mixed the two. They got the super elixir. Now, it's called aphrodisiac. Now, the thing about this is the whole earth is under aphrodisiac. Because you can't tell me y'all forgot the opium wars that China put their own people on opium. The Chinese put their own people on opium to get them to do what they do now. Yeah. Think about that one. Go ahead. Somebody talk.
Dry Bones, do you remember, maybe you do, but they used to give children, babies, opium, but they didn't call it opium, paregoric or something like that. Do you remember that?
No. That was before me and you probably, because I do know that they gave people opium.
I used it on my children, but it was rare because when I asked my children's pediatrician about it, you know, she gave it to me. But, you know, and she, you know, gave me a warning, you know, that use just a drop because it is an opium.
Opioid.
And you used to be able to get it if you knew about it. So they were giving it to our children, to our babies, because they were babies.
I do know the era. Now, let's go with the era you're talking about. Now, maybe our era didn't ever give this, but it was an era where opioids was given over the counter. See, we act like we forget about this shit. There was during the era, which I heard last month, Madam C.J. Walker, all them, what's the one of them, Ma Rainey, they were on opioids. They were taking heroin over the counter. Over the counter. Now, but hold on.
This was in the 80s when I had my children.
Right. Now, you say the 80s, I'm not surprised. I'm just saying that they kept them same drugs.
In
the mix.
System too. It's in their system when they grow up.
Right. So my thing is, here we go again. We don't know, so we judging crazy. Let's ask ourselves, during the time or the area where there was people who was doing the so-called roots, had their own potions, they was taking off that. Let's even not even go in our area. Let's just do our region. Don't go down to Africa. Let's do it right here. Everybody got stuff in this area. In the area that was considered medicine, that they was doing.
Yeah.
Now, it's called pharmacy. Y'all know pharmacy is big word. It's magic word. It's a magic word. Pharmacy is a magic word. If you don't know it by now, you better learn it. It means I could put an aphrodisiac, make you feel good. So that's why cocaine, heroin, that's why Afghanistan, all the wars have been on drugs, y'all. Now, I'm not that bright. I can see that every war has been on drugs. Opiates.
Vietnam. Yeah.
Your Vietnam, the heroin.
Yeah, that's the reason why they protect the crops. They protect those war crops.
Right.
Remember when they were in Iran, they started to fight over the poppy seed. Remember, they
right.
wanted to allow them to...
Right. So right now, that's why they had to kill Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said that, how are you going to have the blacks fight over there? When he said that, he said, oh, you're cutting into our drug money. That's why they made it with the Boule blacks can't speak internationally. I understood that when I killed King. I said, damn, they right. When King went international, as long as he talked about domestic shit, he was fine. He was
same
fine.
Same thing what happened to Muhammad Ali. They stopped him from boxing for a couple of years.
Right. International talk. Goes back to domestic, you fine. You Muhammad Ali. You go domestic, you Muhammad Ali. You go out of that, you ain't gonna be Muhammad Ali.
Right.
Do y'all see this?
How did Muhammad Ali get Parkinson's?
Wow.
Can you understand that? Once you start talking outside, and I give that Steve, let's give Steve Coakley, I got to give the ancestors props. Steve Coakley brought that to our attention. Ain't nobody knew till he went and did his research. He gave it to us all, and we all watched. That's why I feel so bad when I play Steve. I play music all the time. When I play Bob Marley, when we killed our prophets, I said, man, that's why I said, damn it. And I look at Jamaica. They killed your prophet. You don't give a damn. You don't give a damn. Using Bob Marley for just tourism. Not his activism, just his tourism. Big difference. Big difference, y'all. Big difference.
Just like the Lorraine Hotel down here. It's a tourist site now.
It ain't about the movement where Lorraine is a tourist. It's right here down here in Overtown. If y'all go through Miami and see Overtown, you'll be crying. You'll
wow.
be crying. You'll be like, God,
that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with the transgender over here. If they treat transgender like if you're a local civil rights activist, you can deal with the domestic, but don't go international. We will destroy you. And that's
we'll
the
destroy you.
Transgender movement. They will destroy you if you look at the judge. Judge cannot say she don't think a woman is a man. You know?
A judge.
I don't know if anybody
watched
the Congress the other day. There was three FBI agents who talked about how they was mistreated by coming forth on telling what really happened with James.
I watched that. Yes, yes.
And one of them was
yes.
a black man.
Report. Yeah.
Now, hold on. We did show. Now, I hope y'all remember these shows. That's why I got to change my computer so we can put it on these real archives. Remember we did Comey playing that the spy thing? I played that. He said everything under surveillance. I played the Comey tape. I played it. I got shows with it on. Comey said this shit. I said, well, damn, if black folks don't wake up to the man said, we all under surveillance and shit, and this was under the Comey control. I said, man, we in trouble.
Yeah.
I knew that then. Yes, right. You remember what?
Also, not even our thoughts and memories, man. Your conversation with your wife and your husband.
Everything.
Too,
man. He said everything. He said, I played it on a dry bone show, and I said to myself, if the people don't wake up from this, they will analyze these shows. They're going to say, damn, they didn't even wake up from obvious shit in their face said by the same people that's under oath.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
What kind of shit we under? These
I
people under oath tell you the truth.
That Shemaine said we under the spell.
And
yeah.
Stand in front of the wand as I
yeah, that's spell. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That spell is powerful, babe. I didn't realize how powerful it is until I got into the spell. You're right, that powerful spell. And then I have everybody hating you because that spell is, that's why I watched Bewitched as a young person. I used to love Bewitched. And every spell had an incantation. Y'all better look at that word, incantation. An incantation. Y'all better look that up. Otherwise, you will fall prey to everybody. Everybody will, because you'd be like, wait a minute. Ain't no way. Now, you know that some of the most biggest men in the world are gay. Biggest men. I'm talking about muscle bound, big dicks, everything. They gay. Now, how did I figure this out? Somebody told me years ago, look up the word gymnasium. I said, okay, I'll look it up.
Mm.
When I realized what gymnasium meant.
YMCA.
Thank you.
YMCA.
Hey, what did you say? When you walk in the room, you in a trash. The entrance. Entrance.
Yay. I'm just telling you, y'all got it. That's why I talk to y'all like this. But I'm telling y'all, it's
look,
like.
Look up mentor. Look
mentor.
Up mentor.
Mentor, thank you. I ain't the only one know this. Y'all know it. So I'm just telling you, we on the same connection. That's why y'all better realize these things are happening ain't by accident. Y'all better recognize everybody we done been in contact with is for a reason. And I just glad I met all y'all. Most of us met mentally. We didn't even meet physically, most of us. Mentally we met. That's amazing right there.
That's right.
Yeah, so you know, Bob Marley's mother, I don't know if she still lives in Wilmington, but they had a house here in Delaware.
Check that out. They had a house in Florida. I know the people. I can't name their name, but it started with a P. We went to Bob Marley here, off right off Old Cutler, in a beautiful house, beautiful family that I met, very instrumental. But they know a lot of stuff that's going on. But their state is rich. They made their state. Now, remember, I'm going to tell you know something now. I'm not making this up to be. This is fact. They are of the British Commonwealth. Even though we love them, they're a British Commonwealth. So just understand that concept. Just understand that concept.
And don't they have bloodline ties with Ethiopia?
Yeah, a lot of pride for Ethiopia, who's part of the World Health Organization. Now, Brother Caddy, I'm going to play next week. When I get the computer, I found the ritual that they go through in Ethiopia that's actually Catholic, the original Catholic. I got it. I was going to play it, but I knew my computer couldn't do it here.
Well, if you tell me what it's called, I'll get it and I'll put it up.
No, don't do it now. No. I'm going to wait till everybody, when we got all the audience on. I just want to make sure that people hear this because Brother West said stuff earlier. Now, I'm going to tell you, Ethiopia got a lot of answering to do. A lot of answering. I mean, I hope y'all listen. A lot of answering. This nation named in the Bible in the first books. The first books. And y'all telling me they get to get off easy because they black? And they're the main ones in the first books. They name is named.
Out of all the other countries,
you don't even know they're in other countries. The Hittites, the Megarites, the Jebusites. You don't know that shit, but you know Ethiopia.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, now,
Nigeria, man.
Yeah. No, they don't mention Nigeria. Like, I mean, they do. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying as a person who's a layman, think of a lay person. He ain't going to remember what the Jebusites is, the Phibibites, the Hamagabites, the Digabites, the Chikabites. But you see Ethiopia in the first book, like, well, I know Ethiopia. Don't y'all get it? You got to give it a clue. Like, out of all these crazy names, the one key name that you would know is right there. Why is the whole Garden of Eden is in the whole area of Ethiopia going into Nubia?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not that bright.
Excuse me. 771, your line is open.
Okay, go ahead. Get somebody, please. Get some more people.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I just opened that line.
Can y'all hear me?
Hey,
yeah,
we called you up. You're the right person. Go ahead.
I hear. I'm trying to tie everything in so y'all can get the whole understanding. Just know that Ethiopia, not only just mentioned, but it's the first kings and queens that came into this world. We existed before Israel became, because it was just the land of Canaan before they were established.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got all the information, and they creating fighting. They got an imposter who wants to be king. There's a prophecy of a prince, Tedros, that's supposed to be coming back. So yeah, it's trust me, It started there, and it's gonna. It's from the east on to the west, which is America. So yeah, we go. I want to try to do a show because I'm trying to. Man, I mean, you're not. I mean, like I said, George Washington, Georgius Washington, is an Abyssinian. All right, so that's how deep it's gonna get. So I don't think y'all ready for that level yet because, I mean, no matter how many photos and stuff I can produce, it ain't time yet for y'all to get the information. But I know I'm part of the whole story of tying it in. So
okay, go ahead.
Running around in Ethiopia right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And every leader that's on that continent right now, most of them been put in either by the CIA or the other governments from the I guess maybe Russia and all that type of stuff. So no one's in there. They're trying to deceive the time and throwing in. That's why it's in chaos right now.
But you went there. Now you went there because I seen it. You there. Now they gave you a great homage there, which. I thought it was pretty unbelievable. I said to myself, you got to be really blessed because all of us in our own minds think of the Ark of the Covenant being in Ethiopia, even in my own mind. I said, well, they got to have it because they're the first nation. Now, they even got a ritual that they got the covenant as a replica. My question to you is, I mean, how do we look at the black world, look at Ethiopia? Because you in the abyss of Kemet. You in the Kemet story. There's no way Ethiopia cannot be in the Kemet story. And then we find out that y'all over the whole Indian slave trade that would go into the actually mercantile trade that went into these ancient Indonesian countries. Why should we look at y'all and you right now in modern day time over the World Health Organization? How would you tell the black people in America who have been pretty much given homage, even in Jamaica, all these nations, how do you think we should look at Ethiopia in your eyes? And you are actually been ordained by Ethiopia through your homage. So that, I thought that was amazing. To me, I think this is one of the most profound shows you can have. You got somebody who actually experienced being part of that family. Go ahead.
Well,
appreciate
that. And the homage I was given because by birthright, I am a royal prince. I am actually from the King's family. And by even showing DNA and found out that my actual real mother is in Ethiopia, and she's very popular over there. But again, they're trying to stop they have to recognize my family, but they're trying to stop the prophecy. So, yes, we had the Catholics over there.
Right.
But you got to understand, I know y'all not ready for it, but George Washington was Abyssinian, and many of the founding fathers, all of them are black people. And it was five nations that came together. And so y'all keep, so white folks has just lied to y'all. Y'all lost power, finally lost power after the Civil War. That's it. Oh. And then that's when they start building universities and trying to teach white people how to do all this buildings that's made of granite. All right, white folks can't build these buildings. They can do that stuff modern time, but none of this, all this stuff is already here.
But what now the question that everybody with some intelligence would say, well, why would we make these buildings for them?
We never made it for them. They were the slaves.
Hold on. I got you. I know what you sent me, so I'm trying to get into that concept, what you sent me. So now, if we are here, our buildings are here. Our pyramids are here. Our systems, customs, mores are here. Who would you give us the logical person that would talk for this group? Who talked for this group that came over here? Who was the emissary?
Well, they came over here as indigenous servants, and the Ukrainian, the screenshot was like, it says Slava. Slava is slaves, so they were the original people that called slaves. And so we had this country, but the Moors, they start coming over here, bringing them over there in masses, and we got upset with that. That's why George Washington was pissed about all this. And the Revolutionary War was not from the British. It was because we was fighting against all these people that had diseases and stuff like that. So that's how the war broke out, because they didn't want to take them back. So we got
okay.
stuck with this immigration thing.
Now, let's go with that, because you mentioned George Washington. He laid the cornerstone in D.C. Now, they were a cultic. Would you say that all the founding fathers were a cultic?
No. All this is white folks trying to add in, trying to put themselves in the mix.
Okay,
so none of the portraits are real.
Okay, so let's go with that premise. I'm going to just deal with what you're saying. Let's go with that. Okay, so they're not a cultic. How would they learn to lay the ley lines then if they're not a cultic? How would they know the ley line? Who told them where the ley lines are at?
Well, I mean, just like there's pyramids in ancient Egypt, we was always doing that. We like America,
No. I didn't say we were. I said who would show these? Over here would show them how to build on the land with ley lines to put the precise points necessary for energy. But tell me
okay.
the person that you think did that.
Well, let me give it. When they keep talking about the 1776. That was the time
mm-hmm.
white people started showing up over here. So we were already existing. By the mere fact that you say someone's an immigrant, a government body has to recognize that person coming over here. Because you can't be
right.
no doggone pilgrim or some homeless criminal on an island land that nobody got and have a label on you. So they lied about the history. Our civilization's been going on for thousands of years.
I'm not going to debate that. No debate. The question I want you to tell the people is, because remember, you bring this extra part that we let you bring in because, again, you looked it up. I see some evidence of what you're saying, that this George Washington. Now, I'm saying if George Washington and so all these civilized tribes, you can't come into another territory that's sovereign without an emissary. So who is the emissaries that would allow them to even get into the first degree and then even into the second degree, which means agriculture, and then into the third degree to give them civilization? Now, what group do you think was able to pull that off with this so-called indigenous group?
Well, when the Moors were incorporating themselves over here, because they were the navigators of the ships, they owned
right.
all of that, and they
right.
and so when the Civil War,
so they
came,
rich, so they,
started,
so they hold on, they shipping magnates. Now, if they owned all the ships, they mean they are the first shipping magnates of the earth. Is that what you're saying? Yes or no?
Right. That was they was a job.
Okay.
So,
all right, keep going. We all gonna get it down on the connection, baby. We trying to connect all this together. You're doing a good job. Keep going.
So what the plot was. Is during like the Civil War, we started incorporating white people into the armies to fight, and
okay.
so then that's when they started opening up the Masonic lodges and stuff. And then, but what they did, they plotted on us because there was white people fighting on the north and on the south. And
okay.
but so let me tell you, all the parties, the political parties, were started by black women trying to fight for the rights for white people to have rights like us.
Okay, so hold on, that's deep stuff. Deep what you just said. Now, the black woman, like I showed y'all a picture of the Masonic women that y'all claim that can't be Masons. Some of you law just claim women can't be Masons. Well, we got pictures dating back into the early of 18, even to the Civil War era when pictures first started coming out. They got on dresses with the whole emblems on them, so I don't know how that works, but maybe y'all could explain to y'all congregations. But, okay, so.
Another thing. Let me throw this out.
Go ahead.
The first flag of this country had the 6-pointed stars. George
Washington's
right. rank as a general was 6 stars. I got the portrait
I got that picture. Yeah, the Moroccan flag was 6 out of 5. Okay, now, let's go with that. Chicago just did it during, so they obviously, this knowledge is known because Chicago during the, after the pandemic, they changed everything to the 6-pointed star for the NBA thing. So they know it's 6. I think the people at Powers of Dose, they gotta know it's 6. But I think when they give that scripture, and you tell me what you think about the scripture, because it says knives will go to and fro on the earth. So if we're in the age of the internet, pure electricity, electron, knives is coming through the earth expeditiously fast. So if I can get something quick and comprehend it is the key. Can you comprehend what you're getting is a major key. So I could understand why they're saying that they're showing the 6, because it is 6. It's a 6. The Moroccan flag was 6-pointed. I got that. I got that. I actually have on a few of the shows. Why is they lying? Why do you think they lied, though? What's the lie about?
Well, our problem came in is that when the Moors, they started, everybody was in here trying to usurp us, okay? We was the last nation. George Washington's cousin, Louis the 16th, he was also black. So when after against the Caucasians, basically, they was used by the Moors to try to conquer because they was fighters. But then the Moors never thought that the same people would conquer them, would overthrow them. So it's the same Nimrod story.
Right.
Nimrod had the Caucasians, and then he they conquered, and then they overthrew him, end up killing him.
Now, I'm saying what you're saying is so beautiful. Let me go with some more stuff you've been talking. And, again, you coming out here is a whole other show for you to get set up for, too. We need to do a whole nother, because you actually went to these areas. I'm seeing Brother Kwame and Brother Tariq mention a couple of, a week ago, Elbion. I watched some of my family members who are listening to me finally is sending pictures that I told them that there was albino families having multiple different colors. They were jet albinos and had black kids, or the albinos had the black hair albinos. I said, wow. So my thing is, if this scripture that's in the Bible of leprosy and those in the craft, the burning sands and all this stuff, dealing with how they either came into this land and they shipped them off into this Elbion thing, what's the albino construct in Ethiopia? Can you give me a little idea of how they think about this albinoism that's all through Africa that has different connotations in it? Some would eat them. Some would eat them. I want this to be known. They would eat them in some of the tribes of Africa, of nations, and some would cast them out. Give us that Bible connection that you see in that.
Yeah, albinos got it bad on that continent. They got it real bad. And a lot of us, because of the Canaanites being mixed in with them, and that's how they became the 13 tribes of Canaan. Like, you got the Amorites, and you got the Canaan, which is like Canada. They use all these names after there, but they had help, but most of them in Africa. But well, let me first throw this off. We was all casted with spells of witchcraft and sorcery over us. So when we start throwing down the 6 star and picking up the 5, like Solomon, then that's when our life turned to hell. Like the same fact that if I say George Washington and the flag was the 6 star, then we all was under the Abraham spirituality of religion. So we were all Jewish over here. As a matter of fact, Abraham Lincoln was the last president to be Jewish, the last black man
president. Okay, hold on. So with Trump, now I'm going to ask you a question now, because, you know, I like to ask some good questions. Would Trump Abrahamic Accord be a connection to America by coming up with the Abrahamic Accord that he came up with? He said Abrahamic Accord, meaning a biblical accord to Abraham. What you think about that?
Yeah, they're trying to see the thing with Trump now, they're trying to falsely tie themselves in, but they're not. But when you say Israel is not a country, it's a state, right? And all
right.
States over here make up United States. So Israel is a state of America.
State of America.
It's just
okay.
Territory.
I no doubt about it, we're gonna agree with that one. So a military state, Israel is a state. Now, that's why I asked you, because even though Israel is the one country, even though black Hebrew Israelites went over there, Benjamin Carter went over there, Whitney Houston, but something never connected to the Ethiopians went. It took the Ethiopians to go over there. And then I look up Israel, they catching hell. I mean, they don't even treat the Ethiopians right. How do y'all look at that if they don't treat y'all right and y'all like the original biblical name of the Bible, yet they mean to you in Israel? How that, I mean, not you personally, but you know what I'm talking about, to the people of Ethiopia who have had to go and fight, go to jurisdictions to get their prop and get their rights. I mean, how do you look at that? Was everybody supposed to be of the Abrahamic Accord? How do you think of that when people ask that question?
Well, my great-great-grandfather, King Tedros, one of his last attempts was to go into liberate Israel. Well, it was called Palestine during that time, and that was in 1855. But however, some of the kings over there were trying to strike for power, and he gave the British expeditionaries who were under Pope Pius VI, because the missionaries was held prisoner by King Tedros, because they were trying to destroy what was left of Judaism that was there in the country. King Tedros was Jewish also. And he had made an arrangement to give, as a matter of fact, he sent $1 billion in gold bars from the treasure that he inherited from Queen Mecca, which is known as Queen Sheba. And so there's a billion bars over here. So when you say Cherokee, you're really saying Abyssinian. We're the same people. So it's different people over here that are connected with people from the continent, but it wasn't brought by no force. Is that we was free, just like if you and my
now let's ask her some questions, because I know I'm glad you said that, because that's a big debate, and you're going actually you bring up the biggest debates that's going to be coming to us in the next couple of years. I look at geographically, Ethiopia is on the western side of Africa. All the continent is big. You got a desert between Ethiopia till you get to the east. So why would people? So why would y'all in the eastern side be going to the? You know what I'm saying. To us, it's west, east, y'all. But those on the Pacific side, you on the Indian Ocean side, basically.
Correct.
Why would we believe a continent that would take a vast amount of killing to get across all that land, to be able to mercantile ships to go way into these coastal areas of a new peninsula? Sometimes I kind of wonder, do we take that, like we are exaggerating the history? Because think about it. As a people, I would rather go into the immediate countries that's on my side. That'd be Mauritania, which is some of the last dinosaurs on planet Earth.
Correct.
Is in Mauritania.
Now, here's a whole lie. That's why the slaves.
Yeah, why would I try to go way over to here to get to somewhere I could control in the immediate? Give me your explanation to that.
Well, the only time that the Europeans been in there on missions is when they called it the scramble for Africa.
I'm not talking about the Europeans. I'm talking about I'm talking about the Ethiopians of that time, the time where they ruled, and everybody claimed that the so-called Bible people went over there. Because my story was, when I was a Hebrew, it told me that the African tribes didn't recognize them and took them into captivity and brought them in as being slaves. That kind of makes sense, because, of course, they're not part of those nations, no territory, so you're not going to be looked upon them. You ain't got the same rights to go into these countries. So at that time. So I'm thinking, well, why would a slave want to go over a desert, over all that to escape, when you can go into another country like India, Pakistan, all the Iran, Kuwait, Iran, all those countries is right there. That's part of it. I mean, totally connected to Africa. Why would we go the opposite way to actually try to escape from slavery when it don't make sense to go that way? You don't even know that way. So if you did go that way, you probably wouldn't make it, because there's a desert between all that area. So how do you explain to people who don't even look at a geographical sense of this? Like, what fool would go that way when I can escape easily into Mauritania? I got people, I could go down into Africa to escape rather than go into another region called West Africa that got Mali, and I don't see how this makes sense to people, because it don't make sense.
Let me put this in a modern day term.
Go ahead.
Iraq war. So I can tell you all things I did in Iraq, but in order for you to confirm that, you would have to go over to Iraq yourself and talk to the people and see their version of the story. Now, you know the war took place and you would get information. However, if I made it up and you went to the people and they asked about this war and they had no clue, no idea of what you're talking about,
Right.
That's what the American slave trade is about. It's a lie. They made all that shit up.
Right.
All of this made
right.
up in the world.
Right. All right.
I can attest to that. I was in Iraq also. I feel
Go ahead.
You, bro.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Just say yeah. say what you give your experience. All right, quick. I mean, y'all both could talk. Go ahead. Let me hear your experience.
I was just gonna say quickly, just like all that bullshit CNN was spewing about who's your enemy in the war, whatever. once I got over there, it's like, wait a minute, this is not what the people are saying on TV.
Yeah,
and the
see,
people
right.
treated me. Right, exactly. And it was like, ain't none of these people my enemy. If anything, they was like, man, you can say that all American stuff, but you actually African. They didn't consider me American. They said I was African. And after that whole experience, it pretty much changed my whole thinking about things, you know.
So, hold on, because it's new for me to hear you say this too. So the people over there was calling the black troops Africans?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to look at that and say, hold on. These are good revelations. Now, the question I ask, the government of those nations that fight, I know that people, when they're desperate, they'll say anything just to make sure y'all won't kill them. So if this was an accurate conversation about them saying this, then the government would have been giving us visas to come over there and help bring us over there to show that we were Africans. See, I don't want to hear you in a military posture. I'm alive. If somebody come here to me talking about the Mexicans, I'm going to say, I love tacos. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. So I'm not going to go by that because that's a military posture. Give me what, now here's the thing. Let's go with that premise. That just goes to show you what both of you just said was the people had no, the civilians had no idea what was happening to them. They were taken off. They were taken by surprise. They were the jokers. They got joked. Because they thought everything was fine. They got everything was fine, and they jacked their ass
now,
up.
I was in Tikrit at FBO Spiker, right? So as soon as we left Kuwait and got there, the base where the base was at was in Saddam Hussein's hometown. So the first thing I saw when we got there was oil wells. There were oil wells all in the front of the FOB, and they were shooting a fire. But now once you look behind the fence and the oil wells, it was a neighborhood. It was houses. It looked just like almost like Chicago. And so
Louisiana. Louisiana is the only place I didn't ever see Chicago oil wells. I just think when I went to I-10, anybody go to I-10, they're into going across the panhandle into Louisiana, into Texas. I've seen it. I did not know that Louisiana was that close. Them residences was right close to oil wells. I said to myself, they toxic. They getting killed off through toxicity.
That's why I'm fucked up now. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know that to be a fact.
I'm going to share something, Gabon. See, the whole thing why they lied about the whole slave ship to make us think that we are foreigners when they the foreigners. The
right.
Constitution was really
right.
the commandment.
Right.
And when the white people took over, that's when they called it laws, the laws of the devil.
Right.
So all these amendments, so the only people who can amend the Constitution are the original people. So we're living under a false pretense of these laws.
Now,
bullshit.
We
murder
are not this, going
murder
to shoot.
Murder one, murder two.
Yeah, we ain't going to shoot that at all. We ain't going to shoot.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you what the...
It was the underground porters, man, when he had...
Okay, okay.
...some secrets and shit in Iraq, man.
Okay. Hold on. Brother West is here on a topic. I know y'all ain't ready for it, but we're going to hit that one while I got time. Let's just go here, y'all. All right. When that city, Brother West, remind me of the city because I had a straight in a name. They went and ravaged all of the artifacts. All of them. Took all the artifacts. Then they blocked it off, and now nobody goes there. You ain't heard about it no more, have you, Brother West? You heard about it anymore? Ain't no more. It's like it don't even exist, that area. The area where they took that shit from, it don't even talk about it no more. It was an area. I remember that area. I remember that time. They went there and ravaged that city. Took all of they called it. It was Babylon. It was Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
They took over Babylon.
Yes,
sir. All the statues.
Everybody's right back over there on the statues and artifacts and everything. I mean, I got a lot of photos. One of my books.
Yeah.
I got all that stuff in there.
Well, being black is not even it. I'm gonna just be on, not to diminish what you're saying. I'm just saying, being black now at this age in my life, that's baby talk right now, because they got statues with the goddamn. My homeboys went to Europe, and I didn't go because I didn't go that far into the army. I did what I need to do. They went over there. They got Moorish taverns with black heads all over the goddamn place. They ain't how that, man. A white woman will fuck a black dick in a heartbeat in Europe. I don't know what y'all talking about. So I don't even, you know, them dudes is getting gang banged all over the place. The thing with me is this: the sex thing ain't, the white women thing ain't even a problem to me, because it's like, come on, we should know this by now. The harem, the word harem, all you gotta do is look up the secret word harem, Harlem, harem, Harlem, harem, Harlem, and you know that should tell you a lot right here. Anyway, you know, this is kids play some of the stuff we talk about. I mean, there's no doubt that the Renaissance was made up, the Black Renaissance was made up. They knew that the black folks were being
transformed.
Yeah, they were all being transformed into socialists. They forgot about the Republic. The Republic was taken from their mind. Blacks don't even know what a Republic is today. Blacks don't even remember the Republican Party was started by blacks. Don't even know it. Know it.
So we under a big deception of we lost ourselves. That's why they say we were lost.
Right. We lost.
Strangers in another land. But
and I only, right, thank you, man. Now, next week, I'm going to just say this. I'm going to call all y'all on here. Once we get the new thing, we're going to do a new platform. It's time. Now, all y'all on here have been saying so much good stuff. I'm going to say this. You better take all of your money and put it into something tangible ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could tell you. You don't know what that means, I ain't going to tell you. But if you don't know what I just said, ASAP, you better go to your 401Ks, ask how much comes to you if a collapse happened. Can you answer that question? You shouldn't be scared to ask these questions. You pay dues. You pay your life. Your life is in your job. The job is your life. You should be asking
you
to ask.
That's how the mayor of Chicago got in the office. Union dues.
Right. Right. Union dudes. Right. You're paying union dudes. Don't ask no questions. That's why you know they're cowards. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
I got daughters. I'm going to be honest with you. They already know, Carl, because they're not from that school system. They're on their own. But even though they get on their own life, they still got their own brains. They might change up all I told them. But all I can tell you is if men, real men, can sit there and watch another man take your daughter's scholarship, you a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
You a fucking pussy. If you can watch another
bitch.
Man take your daughter's scholarships, something ain't right with you. And I'm gonna be watching that big time this year. That's what I'm advocate for. If a man could tell me, you got a daughter, a man gonna beat her ass. And a goddamn shit, she put her all, you spent your goddamn money to get her there, and you gonna let this bitch ass nigga take your goddamn daughter's goddamn job?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of nigga is you?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
What kind of nigga is y'all, man? What kind of niggas are y'all? And I'm gonna come with some facts that's gonna scare the shit out y'all, but you got to pay.
And check that mother who fight against that. You check her ass too.
Everybody. I'm not going to get to the women right now because I told y'all, y'all was the goddess bitches. I ain't never going to deny and go against that ever in my vocabulary. Y'all.
Gabrielle Union.
All y'all. Yes. She made the man pay. Now, I don't mind paying 50-50. That's some fun shit sometimes. If your girls spend money on you, you feel good because they've been brainwashed to think every man supposed to pay for everything. That's a brainwashing concept. And you do nothing. That's what's coming out now. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to be a mother. You want your own, but you want to. Look, I ain't got no, I'm not going to get into all that game because I told you a long time ago, the goddess bitches were the first prostitutes on the planet Earth who made pussy money. Period.
Yeah, Pinkett, Gabrielle, you.
Now, y'all
want to
play with the dry bones? Play with it. Play with the dry bones. Let's make some money. All you women out there, bet me you wasn't the first commodity. Bet me. How much? You want to bet me? Bet me you wasn't the first commodity on the planet Earth. Come on, let's do it. That's $1,000. Let's do $1,000. Y'all so bad. Let's do $1,000. I'll pay it on pass up 3 times in a row. Come on. Play with me. Y'all always talking that shit. Y'all ain't ready to put your word up because y'all ain't got no word. You ain't got no bond because you the bond. The pussy is the bond. The bond is pussy. The bond was put up on the planet Earth as pussy back in the ancient time. I'm going to prove this to y'all on the next program.
James Bond used to beat it up.
Yeah, James Bond. Yeah, James Bond. Thank you, man. Somebody help me. Now, y'all sold the pussy. Y'all chopped off the dick in your own courts. Your own courts, the dick was chopped off. That's why y'all have a dildo. And because you got a dildo, now you have made the dildo a robot. So the robot, it's for men too. They got, I see, one thing about me, I don't fake. See, porn is your whole psyche. You got people out there telling me, I don't like sex. That's why you fucked up. Because you ain't got no juices flowing. And then men who can't get it up, they depressed about to kill their goddamn asses. Because your dick can't get hard. So y'all ready for real talk? Come on, Dry Bones, and we're going to give it to you. Until then, I'm out of here. We about to get ready for it.
Wait a minute, Dry Bones. I'm going to have the banker back on.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Tell your show. Go ahead.
She's had surgery, so it will be after next. So probably next week, not this week coming up, but the following week, we may be able to get her to come back. She may be, you know, up to it then. But right now she can't. But I am going to have her back on.
Now, whoever you have on has been unbelievable. So we ain't going to even defend. Y'all better realize Antoinette has so many of the legacy on. She a legacy character. She don't have so many legacies on. I won't name who her boyfriend is, but because that's our own joke. But
that's not my boyfriend. You need to stop.
Okay,
that.
Did I say it's our own joke? The one you got to cut. I said it's our me and your own joke. Don't tell our joke now. We gotta have some fun here. I'm gonna just tell y'all. Much love, y'all. I'm gonna just say this. I want y'all to pay attention. June 1st. If them crackers, and they don't mind being called crackers. Because they call the Georgia crackers. That was their name from Germany. Ain't nothing wrong calling them crackers. That's a real name. Anybody talking about that ain't racist, that's the name they told me to call them. Because they were called that all through Georgia.
And
now,
June 1st also is beginning of Pride Month. Watch. Pride
my goodness.
A lot of shit will be kicking off in June. Father's Day.
I thought that already happened.
No, they ain't had it because the Ford truck. Now, here's how far Ford went. Ford went to going against the Jews, having a book called The International Jew, and now he coming out with a gay pride truck. Look at the truck Ford got. They can give it to me. I can say Jesse Jackson gave it to me if you want to, but he can give me the truck. The truck bad as hell. They got a gay pride truck. You give it to Hey, Jesse Jackson gave it to me because he the one who gave you African-American. Ain't that a shame y'all don't even know that Jesse Jackson gave you that name? That should be a shame. That should be actually something that y'all should say to yourself, how the hell we follow Jesse Jackson? Hey, I don't know what to say no more, but to say, let's get ready for game three.
Yeah, fuck up. Yeah. You fucked up the Whopper with some old gay fried Whopper shit, man. What the fuck is that?
What is it last week?
Burger King come out with some gay fried Whopper, man. What the hell is that? That's why I quit going to Burger King, yeah. And plus, all y'all went to Iraq, they had an underground portal where they trapped all them evil-ass angels down there in Iraq. So Bush and them tried to go down there to open that portal to get them evil angels out the damn prison. That's why they went to Iraq, man. And them caves and shit.
That's the Gog and Magog, and they work in the Pentagon right now.
Yep.
Yeah, I know about that.
Why you with that right? That right.
Oh, boy. Oh my God. There was something I was going to say, but I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I got too much noise in my background. I apologize. I'm always in public places.
Oh, it's not disruptive. You're okay. It's not disruptive. It's not really loud.
Okay, I have to step back outside.
Man, it's time for us to take out them chemtrail planes, man. It's time for, you know, the Galactic Federation. Time for them to shoot them planes out the air, man. I'm tired of being like a roach where they spraying me every day, man.
I don't know if you get ready, man.
I'm riding with you. Shoot them chemtrails out the sky, man. Time for the Galactic Federation. Start shooting them out the sky, bro.
And that's a good copy. We'll get y'all taken care of. But you go. But when we remove that, you gonna see what they've been trying to hide. So you gonna see the next planet. I mean, I done got photos of myself. People put up videos. They got two suns in the sky.
We want to shoot them chemtrail planes out the sky, bro. That's it, man. We tired of spreading like roaches, man. I'm tired of being a roach, bro.
Well, you don't, careful what you ask for, because you're going to get it. You can't take it back.
Yes, sir.
So when they down, yes, they gone.
That's right. Shoot them out the sky, man. HFP, like Drop On said, tomorrow, right now.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes, yes.
I'm kind of off base, forgive me. But do you remember when Wendy Williams had that,
passing
whatever
out.
She had? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
When she was around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she was dressed up? Now, didn't you notice after that, that's when she started getting sick.
Yeah, and they were showing you the truth, because they're showing you that the real Statue of Liberty was really a black woman.
Yeah.
So they were showing that, too, and they were showing her falling. Meaning that
right.
It's symbolic to America falling. She's sick because of all her wicked deeds that come back on her.
Oh,
so
she's
not a good person, by far. She's not a good person. So
right.
we can't have sympathy for the wicked. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. I was just curious as to if that was why she was going through all of that she was being attacked. And so thank you for.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but they've been running rumors for a long time that she was a man or one of them trainees or one of them things.
Yeah,
so
I remember that in the beginning that they said she was a man. I mean, she still looks mannish, but I said, well, maybe because she's such a tall woman or man, whatever she is, I don't know.
Yeah, now, I'm not saying that as a fact, because I can't verify that, and I'm definitely really not trying to. You know, I don't want to deal with those
I can't
people.
Either. That's the reason why I just say I think. You know, in my mind, I don't know, so I don't think I can do it just assume, but that doesn't make it true.
Yeah, I tell some people, the devil got people doing the homosexual thing, but what's so funny about it is that the devil himself is not a homosexual, because his wife Lucifer won't allow it.
Yeah, they're shapeshifters.
So, and then the reason why they got that Pride Month because of Lucifer, Satan's 13 children. They had 13 children born on June 6th, so they do an annual celebration of that.
On June 6th, that's my dad's birthday.
Uh-oh. Was he wasn't born?
My dad is deceased. My dad is deceased now.
Oh, listen, please. Sorry for the loss. But he wasn't born in 66,
that's right. It's been 30 years now. Pardon me?
He wasn't born in year 66, was he?
No, he was born in 39.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. It's a good thing he's not one of the children, so. Lesson be to that. But sorry for your loss. I don't care if it's 30 years ago, 2 days ago, it still feels the same.
Yeah, it does. It still has a sting to it. Yeah. For both of my parents. You know, it's like, oh, I miss them, but you know,
yeah,
they're not coming back.
Yeah,
I lost both of my parents. Both of my parents are gone now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I still have my mother here, and I got the mother who raised me, so I still keep in touch and try to hold on to them, even though I'm at distance from both of them, because I wanted to be, but just because of the way life journey takes me.
Yeah. But look, I have one uncle on each side. On my mother's side is one uncle left, and on my father's side is one uncle left. No aunts or uncles, or, you know, no aunts, just those two uncles.
Wow.
Well, no blood, let me put it this way, no blood aunts.
What about nieces? They producing nieces for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got nieces. I have plenty
okay.
of nieces.
Well, that's good. You need that female, both male and female, for balancement, for family. You know,
yeah.
And that reminds me, they concentrated so hard, and black women participated in keeping being single women, which is destroying the child, and all this corruption going on with that, because you know, it don't matter who you say greater or better, don't make a difference. You have two sets of parents for a reason, and then the one making sure the other one don't raise is still the work of the devil, because the white people don't have that type of scenario. They just might have a, you know, man too much can't stand a woman, or vice versa. You know, they got our black women doing this easily and collecting a little money for her, but destroying the child. So, I mean, you can't.
Yeah,
you gotta
but
have
white
that.
People do it too. White people do it too.
Yeah.
Remember, it's more white people, white women on welfare than what it is black women. So, I mean, they're single. They, you know. With the 60s and everything, with all this free love and everything else, it destroyed the foundation of which everyone used to have a high standard of, you don't do this. And if
you
did, and you got pregnant, then you had to marry that person.
Mm-hmm. I remember being told that how life was then. But this corruption that's going on right now, I mean, everybody's just pretty much, they don't even say God bless America no more. I mean,
no,
I don't know how many signs we got to see that the white people from the devil race. You know, I don't know how many signs we got to see. You know, somebody say, well, not all of them bad. I say, I don't care what all the bad, but if you're in a ruling position, then you ain't got to have no attitude. You ain't got to act evil because you're in a position you want to be. But the fact is that, you know, all this stuff that's going on, there's laws, and all this against the Heavenly Father. All of it is. So that's why I don't listen to none of the things they talk about. I don't believe nothing they say. I'm tired of them whitewashing all our history and making them. Nah, I'm done with that. Like I said, I didn't prove George Washington and all the founding fathers. Who they really are, so I anybody
yeah.
Caucasian can say to me, and you know what's so funny? I tell Caucasian this in their face today, by George Washington being black, and they know about it. They ain't gonna sit there and have an argument. They know once they know, they're not gonna deny it.
That's it. They know. I mean, keep in mind, a lot of them don't know their own history.
No. They in their household, they told the truth. They know.
If they're of the upper echelon, they have to be the money people. But the common white people, they don't know. I mean, I went to school with the rich white people, so there was a lot of things that we were taught in school that it wasn't taught elsewhere. My school was, you know, it was considered a special district, and I don't know why, but it was the money district. And so there was things that we were taught in school, and, you know, it wasn't taught in other schools.
You know something, when they talk about the Indian reservations, and I said, nah, they lying, because they talk about Indian reservations today, the projects. Are the reservations. They reserve for certain people,
and they said they drunk out the Indians with alcohol and all that. In every corner store in the ghetto projects, you find liquor stores.
So, when I go in the city, I see that. Yeah, I haven't been in the city in years, but I used to see where it was liquor stores all over the place.
But you go to the project.
Liquor stores and the churches.
And here's another thing, too. White people, they can drink alcohol a lot more than black people can. They can drink 20 beers before black people can take 8 down and have the effects. So it takes white people, they have to take in a lot more alcohol to get the effects that a black person would if he had maybe 4 beers. And we're not the same.
I don't drink, so I really don't know.
Oh, it was something I had learned through the science and studying through that, because we're not the same. Like, our blood type's different. We have melanin,
yeah.
They don't. So we ain't the same people. They're like subhumans. And I realized that they talk about the European Jews. They lived in the ghettos. So all the people came over here. They came in the ghettos. The Irish came here. They were called the slums. And they reversed everything and put us in those conditions. So it's, like I said, our whole history, like all these buildings were already here. Like, I'm in D.C. right now, and I can walk around and see all these structures that they even tell you there's no way possible that white people can't build these structures today.
Yeah.
They have to use steel and concrete. But most of the buildings in D.C. had the granite, which a lot of them weigh, just one block can weigh up to 15 tons, and they ain't got no machine equipment that can lift it.
Oh, wow.
Even today. So, yeah, we've been getting advanced, but we've been put under the witchcraft and the spells, and black people that was working with them, they created these universities for them. They wouldn't create it for us because we already had the knowledge. We never had any universities prior to the Civil War. But we have 5 nations here in this country, on this continent. And matter of fact, with the George Washington thing, he was part of the Continental Army. So there was that proves that there was 5 nations in existence that united and came together to fight against the threat, the influx of immigrants.
Yeah. Now what I had learned was that when they said that he cut down the cherry tree, was when it had something to do with the Moors, and they wanted their flag. They wanted their flag or something, and they said in the White House, in a certain room, that's where they have the Moors flag is at.
And now, okay, let me help you with the Moors. George Washington despised them because they put up the pentagram star on a flag, so that means they were under the devil. Anything under the devil.
Okay.
And the Moors never had any territory, no property here. They were bringing in the immigrants, and they were the ones causing all this confusion and mayhem and all this. So then what they try to do today, they try to say that Moors are exempt from certain laws and stuff. Yeah, because that's what a traitor will be exempt from. You try to conquer these people here. Then when it's said and done, I want some special privileges. And that's why the Moors talking about they got certain privileges they file for, because that lets you know they the traitor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why George
Washington
didn't like them.
Okay.
Moors not even a race either. It's not even a race. Like my people are Abyssinians. So we in Africa, the continent of Africa, no one over there calls ourselves Africans. None of us do. That's just something they threw on us. But either you Sudanese, Somalian, you Kenyan, but we have our languages that go with our name. There's no language called African. And the only place that's considered African is South Africa, and that was invaded by the Dutch. And that's the same. Oh, matter of fact, the same thing that happened in South Africa by the Dutch is the same thing that happened to America by the Caucasians.
Oh.
That's the same exact story. They took over something that already was in existence. They didn't build nothing. They can go to any buildings here other than modern day time, steel and concrete, they ain't got nothing with their name on it that said they built it, and they couldn't tell you how it was built because they're invaders. They secretly invaded.
Yeah.
They came as immigrants, and the Moors was bringing them in there, and Moors wanted to take over. And so the Moors was bringing them in, and Revolutionary War, we got fed up with them because they we called them Pinky because of their complexion, and they had an odor to them. We got diseases from them. We didn't want them. We did not want them here. And that's how the fighting broke out. But they were barbaric. So they were good for putting them into the military and being a killing machine. No one can kill better than the white people. The Caucasians, no one's a better killer than them. They've been 1,000 years.
Yeah.
But they can't be trusted.
Yeah. Well, I don't trust them fully.
Yeah,
and I have them in my family. I have them in my family. I have 2 daughter-in-laws that are white.
You know, like, in the same going, and I'm not saying all snakes are bad, but the snake,
using
the term as a human. Well, I mean,
yeah.
They can be good when we had the venom from them to cure diseases, yes, but a person that's a snake, let me put it the best way, there's no such thing as a good, evil man.
True.
Or a good, evil woman.
True.
So if they, any of them good, then they should tell you that, yeah, we stole your country from you. First thing they should tell you.
Yeah.
And until they ain't going to do that, then I ain't nothing worth trusting. Because they have no concept, no connection with the Heavenly Father or the angels above. They have no concept and no connection. They don't got no spirituality. They don't have none of those things. So when we look at that concept,
I have one that I just love. I have one that I love and one that I tolerate.
Right. I mean, and with that, what your feelings are, I mean, that's just your feelings. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a hate towards white people, but, you know, I know how to deal with them. But like I said, if I tell them I'm related to George Washington, they it's hard for them to argue with that because they know he's not white. And even you go to Mount Vernon, the George Washington home, you see portraits of him as a black man. So who going to argue with that?
And they were because, look, how many people know that? How many people really know that George Washington was white? I mean, you have a problem just with telling people that there were other presidents that were black, that Obama was not the first black president.
Oh, no, he was far from it. I mean, Abraham Lincoln was the first president that was mixed. And then from there on, after the Civil War, they started supplanting themselves into just like they talked about the real people of Judah would be supplanted in the future. Same thing going on with Israel. The devil he has no culture. He didn't build nothing in Europe. That's proven.
Right, yeah, because black people were there.
We were all over the planet. So for someone to say we came to Africa, then it's like, man, you can laugh at that because, I mean, but ignorant enough to start saying Egypt was over here. I said, nah, fool, you can't move because there's too many structures that's over there in that location for you to say that it didn't exist. That's kind of stupid. But those people are the ones who never left anywhere making these comments and gestures. You know, for me, I had to go to these places myself. I stayed out there in Israel. I was out there in ancient Egypt, Ethiopia, England. I've been out in Germany. So I seen what's there. So I'm not going to make a statement, something based on what someone said, because you don't even know if they're telling the truth or not. This world is filled with lies.
Yeah.
And the devil, what Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. He was a liar since the beginning.
Right.
When he speaks of the truth, he speaks of his own. And he's the father of lies.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, I just say question everybody. Tell them to prove it. Prove that Thomas Jefferson was white. Prove it.
Yeah, because that's another one. That,
yeah,
you say it's black.
Now, I mean, what I'm saying all the founding fathers, all of them, all these people were black. All the inventors of the cell phone, to the internet, the air conditioners, street lights.
Yeah.
Everything was black people.
They were black, yes.
So that's why I know the white. Yes. I call a white man a liar, and I tell him in his face, you a liar. I ain't got no fear.
Yeah.
I don't care about you a slave. I said, no, I'm not a Slavic. You the slave.
Right.
You the slave.
Yes. Yes. And
I got
the white
timeline
man is
when
the one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, white men. They all got timelines, and when they came here, they have timelines.
Yeah.
They came on ships.
Right.
Like you say, your slave
right.
ships. Yes, slave is Slavic, and you can see all the photographs from coming to Ellis Island and different places. And then another thing they told a lot, talking about Jamestown, first black people. Oh, no, when white people first came over here or something. I said, okay, you come off a ship with just your raggedy clothes, and you're going to build a building, a church with bricks and cement. Like, where'd you get the brick maker from? Where you get the mixer
right.
from? Where you get the windows?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to take sand and water and mix it up to come with glass. How you get all that off with your bare hands? Stop
yeah,
lying
and
to
then
me.
Also, if they read the People's History, Columbus, and they have, but it's the People's History, and they talk about when Columbus came here, how he wrote that he's never seen so many copper colored people or something, you know, something that lets you know that they were black, and how kind and everything that we were.
You know what he
it's
was?
It's been a long time since I read that book.
You know
sorry.
What he was? He was a Jesuit, and he worked for the Pope, and they were missionaries. And have you noticed he never came back? We
no,
kicked him out of
he
here.
He never did. Yeah.
We kicked him out of here.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell that part of the history.
No, but I say white people are... You know, when I say that they're demons and they're devils, but, you know, what does the scripture say? The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I said, and that just sounds like the white man.
Yeah, and you know the worst part about it? They will let you know up front they worship Lucifer. They ain't got no problem showing you this. That's the thing. I'm sitting there. That's what scared the hell out of me. It's part of my language. Scared the hell
no,
out of me.
No, you're fine.
When I noticed they was worshiping Lucifer, Satan. They openly do this. Like, I mean, Ronald Reagan commissioned the Church of Satan in California in 1966 when he was governor. So all of them worship Satan because of Satan. Yeah, Satan gave them power. So why not worship someone who gave you power? Because they ain't got no connection with the Heavenly Father.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So just know black people walking around don't know who their enemy is.
Have you ever read the book? It's an old book by Mike Warnke, Warnke, I think, Warnke, W-A. But anyway, he Blunky. Talks about how, pardon me?
No, I think I heard somebody mention that before recently, but I haven't read that book. That name sounds familiar with what you just said. Sorry.
But he talks about how he used to be a devil worshiper. But he was a satanic worshiper. Yeah, he said used to in the book. Okay. And
I'm sorry. That's just funny when somebody said they used to worship Satan. Like, that never stops.
But then, you know, he changed his life and, you know, he went to serving God, but you know, he just talked about everything that he did and how they brought people to Satan and everything else. You know, how they tricked them, just different ways how they were tricked. You know, people were tricked into, you know, joining that movement or however you want to call it, that life-changing thing that, you know, is going to be their destruction.
Yeah, so, you know, I just say it like this until we realize, like, I mean, when people in the church, when my grandmother stopped taking to the church a long time ago because when I seen women jumping around, talking about they got the Holy Ghost, you know, those are demons that they just got possessed with. So I didn't want to go to that place ever again. And couldn't nobody tell me anything different? Talking about a Holy Ghost. How's a ghost holy? When has a ghost ever been holy? So I already knew they were lying to me.
Well,
to
now
people.
Remember, who changes things? The devil comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. So what is he destroying? He's destroying the church. He's going after God's people to prove, you know, the counter, you know, everything that Christians believe in, that, oh, it's wrong, so let me counter it with this, let me counter it with that.
Oh, yeah, so the magic spells and all these things, I mean, it's powerful enough to put us to sleep where we can walk around and don't know nothing. Like, just even the fact that I'm mentioning about the founding fathers and stuff, and some people look at me like I'm stone crazy. Like, I'm the one who's crazy. I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but that still don't make what I'm saying not true.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, we have someone that just joined us. If you want to come in, if you have a question or comment, press 1 and I'll let you in. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's a lot. It's truly a lot.
Yeah, so you still on the this Wednesday coming up, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna tune to your show then. I'm gonna call you.
Oh, well,
then.
Thank you. Yeah, that's when Brother Eddie does the numbers. He does the numbers on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was about a couple months, I think. Oh, since I called on Wednesday. Wow.
Oh.
But yeah, I definitely got tuned back in. I enjoy all your shows, from Dry Bones to your show on Wednesday.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening for years, so I got no qualms. So if I felt that anybody wasn't telling the truth, I wouldn't even, look. You couldn't get half a second of my time. So I appreciate you having the good platform.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate all of y'all for being with us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So,
you for everything that you shared with me. I truly appreciate it. I mean, you know, you shared a lot of things I didn't know that I know I had to go back and research.
Well, you know, I'm an author about 11 books now, so a lot of the information I'm talking about, I put in there, documentation and stuff. So, because a lot of the ancient places I've been to that are people I know probably would not have the opportunity to get there, whether, and I'm not talking about financial reasons, but certain things have been kind of closed off. So I couldn't return to certain sites that I wanted to. But I did a lot of photos and research tied in with the Bible about the people, the ancient American history. So I go back further than just George Washington, like Pyramid Mounds, that's all in America. Most of those are people from the Bible that's buried over here. But during that time, Abraham time in the Bible, the continent of America and Africa, they were only separated by 500 miles of water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was nothing for us to just get over here. Like, if you was on a continent of Africa today, during that time, it was nothing for you to cross over with your other cousins, your other in-laws or whatever that was over here in certain areas in America. We was all like that. We was all close. We was all families then. You wouldn't believe it. We everywhere. We all over like...
Yeah.
40% of India was Ethiopians over there. So, and of course...
Ethiopia was in Africa, so it's not in Africa.
Oh, no, I mean, it's in Africa, but the people been over there for centuries in the country of India.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of untold history. But that's the way that they do it since... you know, we had 6,000 years to go through this, which here's the whole concept. Every race of people had the opportunity to rule on this planet, and the judgment comes by those who ruled and what they did under that rulership. So that's basically what happened. So white, Caucasians' time now, that is over with. They weak. They ain't got no more power. Everything's just an illusion now. They trying to do the one world order, and they can't. They're not strong enough no more. The power of the devil has left them.
But, you know, the one world order, that's the one world government and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to fail. That's what even what the Bible mentions. But just understand this. Whenever you see a country with flag and it has a 5-star on it, like countries, even Ethiopia today, 91, they put the pentagram star, the 5-point star on there. So everything under there has been subject to all the evilness, and there's always confusion and destruction going on. So that's every country that has a 5-star, that's the symbol meaning that under the power of the devil, that's how they operate. So it doesn't matter what race, because the original devil, original Shaitan, which his name is Halal, and his wife Lucifer, they're black people. White people ain't never been in heaven and will never ever be there. They were created here on this planet. So, but this is things we done. We transgress as a people, no matter what part of country we're from. We transgress, thought we was all this and that, and you know, we left the grace, and this is what we get. This is our burden to bear, as it says in Leviticus, with the Caucasian being the last of the people to come in to do this.
Yeah.
So the Heavenly Father never expected us to have much happiness during this duration of time. But as
no,
a great people.
A good time.
No, because we, like I said, we been disobedient, and that's what. The pod, our own people are going to have a hard time swallowing. Now, I ain't got no problem admitting that. No. Now, I may
right.
have been good, but I have to be overall as a people. So if just because
right.
me and 10 people good and 100 people no good, then we all bad. We all doing wrong.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
So.
Yeah.
And we're coming together. We waking up, and then when we all wake up, you know, we find out that life is really eternal, that we come back all the time. You know, that's just us as a people. We from the seed of the Heavenly Father. The angels, all the people that created us here, that's who we come from. So we was just taught everything through their deception on what life is. And that's why, you know, someone could say abortion when it's really murder. You know,
right. And I consider it murder.
Yeah, I mean, it is murder. Ain't no other way you can put it. And then capital murder, murder one, manslaughter. Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Right. So
right.
These are all the things we have to take this as a learning lesson, too. You know, when we
yeah.
told by the commandments to do it this way and we decide not to go, then this is the repercussion we get.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to, you know, sacrificing children. When you look at how long they've been sacrificing children, where they're still doing it now through the murder of the fetus, and
you know, so funny about that, you cannot deal with the devil and not get burned, because most of them doing that procedure, they end up getting cervical cancer. See how the devil works? The devil still works for God, to be honest. At the end of the day, the devil bows down and worships the Heavenly Father because he knows better. But he'll let you know that, okay, you can take this. You can go and do the murder of children, unborn fetus, as they call it, whatever they want to call it. But the tools we use is going to give you cervical cancer, but we ain't going to tell you that. It's your choice. I mean, it ain't like these doctors running around busting in women's houses and forcing them to the clinic, or men, they getting put on child support without the woman going down there and filing for it. So ain't nobody gonna be innocent in this one. Everybody gotta be accountable for what they do. And the biggest lie they told, that Jesus come to save our sins. No, Jesus told us everybody's accountable for their own sins. You can't go do all these horrible things and throw the burden on Jesus. No, it don't work that way. So that's just what life is. You know, we can use whoever name you want as a crutch. But at the end of the day, if you do wrong against somebody and you know, the only way you're going to get past that, you got to fix it with that person. You know, maybe it's a sorry can take it, maybe something too hard, but you got to fix it. Because it's going to come back on to you, and then somebody do you wrong, and then you want somebody to come back and apologize and fix what they did damage to you. Like, but you as a person wasn't willing to do that when you did wrong to somebody else. So how you expect someone to show the same mercy that you want, but you don't want to give that mercy? So that's the problem that we at. And so that's why the devil is perfect for this, because you play with the devil, he gonna burn you good. He gonna make you holler for the Creator. Yeah, so ain't nobody ever got over the devil, because if they did, then he wouldn't be the devil. So that's why I don't toy with him, play with him, or nothing. I know him, I see him, and I ain't talking about just no Caucasian. I'm talking about just any of that spirit. It could be any race, any gender. It don't make a difference. Can't play with him, because ain't nothing good gonna come out of it. But anyway, I know I just spoke a lot. I'm gonna tune out. So, but I want to tune into your show on Wednesday. I appreciate the time to let me talk.